Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week you will learn the secrets to running a business without the stress. Here is your host, Angela Council.
Hi, it's Angela here. And just before we start this week's episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, I want to tell you about something I'm really excited about. It's the Entrepreneurs Playdate Retreat, which is coming up on November 16, 17 and 18. And I am just so excited to share all of this information with you. I've been planning this retreat for the last 3 years and it is finally going to happen. I have created something which is about taking you out of your business to work on your business, to work on yourself, to work on your health, your self-care. It's all about reducing the stress and reconnecting you back to why you went into business in the first place. Let's look at a different way of running business, and that's what the Entrepreneurs Playdate Retreat is all about. It's about fun, it's about learning, it's about connections. And if you want to know more about what we'll be doing, why not pop over to the website www.angelacouncil.com/entrepreneurs-playdate-retreat. I certainly hope you decide to join us there. Now, onto the episode. Bye. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business, where every week we get together and discuss what it's like to run a business, raise a family, do it all, and do it all without all of the stress. My name is Angela Council, your host for this episode. And this is another episode of, my ramblings, whatever you want to call it, my insights, I think, we put on the image for this podcast. So, yeah, my insights, my deep insights. I'm sitting at the moment in the rain, overlooking the ocean, and so you'll hear, actually in the car, so you might hear a little bit of the hum of the car behind me, because it is on and it's a bit cold and I've got the heater running. What I wanted to talk to you about today, it relates to something I said in a previous podcast, and I mentioned in my one of a podcast that I did a couple of weeks ago when I talked about my dad and some of the things that I've been through since he died, and an incident that kind of helped me get over that. And I suggest you pop back if you haven't heard that episode, maybe pop back and have a listen to that episode. There's dolphins in it. In that episode, I mentioned about the fact that my hip pain that I'd had for a couple of years just went. And I want to talk a little bit more about this, because this is body talk, or as a Lifeline Technique practitioner, we call it the gifts in strange wrapping papers. So before I get into that, I just want to go back in history a little bit from when I studied to be a naturopath. And contrary to what a lot of people might think about naturopaths, it was a 5-year full-time degree university study. So we studied a lot of science. I've done anatomy, I've done physiology, chemistry, biology, lots and lots of science. And in fact, most of what we studied for the 5 years was science-based subjects. There was some stuff which is a little bit, for me at the time, woo-woo, things like homeopathy, which I didn't quite get. I did 2 years of homeopathy, but I didn't understand it because I couldn't understand the mechanisms of how it worked, the science of how it worked. I just learned it and did it because I had to do it. But I was very much science-based. I understood how herbs worked in the body because I understood the chemicals that made up the plants and how they work with the body, and I learned all that. I loved learning all of that, of how all that worked, and the nutritional components and the biochemistry pathways and all of that. I learned that, and then I went into clinic, so everything I did was very much about science base. You know, there was research around all of the stuff that I was doing, and that's the type of naturopath I was, you know, very, very science and research based. And, you know, and that's really how they teach naturopaths these days to be naturopaths. It's very much that type of thinking. We didn't do a lot of the philosophy of naturopathy so much. We did a little bit of it, but, you know, some of the history and traditions of naturopathy, I think, unfortunately, are being lost. But that's another conversation. But what I was finding is, I was working in clinic and you know, I had a very successful practice and I had women who were coming in and I was treating them and you know, and I was finding that there were some women that were having great successes really, really quickly and others not so much. And really when I looked at it, if I looked at the science of everything and what was going on for them and their treatments, they both should have got the same results the same way. And it kind of was like there was a missing piece to the puzzle. I couldn't understand what was it, you know. Chemically, everything should have been working the same. And I couldn't understand why some people were getting results and some people weren't. And then I was introduced to the Lifeline Technique. So someone I knew was a Lifeline Technique practitioner, and they offered me a session. I did a session, and even with that, I still really didn't get it. It seemed a bit woo-woo to me. He was muscle testing and making me make all these statements. But things started to change with the way that I thought, and I started to bring stuff up. All these memories and things from the past started to come up for me. Life went on with me in the clinic and everything else that was going on in my life. And then I read a book, and I have to tell you, I've read many, many books over the years. I love books. I've grew up basically inside a book. And I used to read mainly fiction. And then obviously when I was studying, I was reading all of the books on the body and all that type of stuff and herbs. I hadn't really got that much into personal development or any spiritual stuff at this stage, but I read this book. And I have to say, this one single book changed my life. And that might sound dramatic, but God, it just changed my life. It was a book called The Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude. And it was written by Dr. Darren Weissman, who created the Lifeline Technique. And I read this book, and it was like all of a sudden I had found the missing piece. I'd found that piece to the puzzle that explained why some people got better and some people didn't. And the missing piece was the emotions. And like this just blew my mind, because it was so totally away from every single thing that I had learned, my beliefs about the body, everything. Because it kind of, at the time, I thought, well, this kind of just flies in the face of all scientific research. I now know that I've learned so much more now, and I know that that's not true. And well, after I read this book, and then I read Darren's second book, The Awakening of the Secret Code of Your Mind, then I actually then went on to study with Darren. I went and did one of his very, he came to Australia. I went and I did a one-day course with him, and then I decided I was going to become a Lifeline practitioner as well. And I've actually interviewed Darren on this podcast right back early on, I think around episode 12, I think. And if you want to listen to Darren talk, he is one of my greatest teachers. And the world just changed for me at that stage. And one of the things that Darren talks about is the gifts in strange wrapping papers. And I didn't understand it until I started to realize that our body, the language in which our body speaks, is symptoms. Our body is designed to grow, thrive, and regenerate. And when it can't, because it doesn't have the right materials or it doesn't have the right environment to do so, it will speak to you. And it speaks to you in symptoms. It speaks to you with bloating in your gut. It speaks to you with eczema. It speaks to you with pain in your joints. Every single symptom that you ever experience is your body speaking to you, and it's got a message for you. And when our bodies, one of the things is when we get these messages, is instead of trying to shut the noise up and stop it with pharmaceuticals or even herbs or nutrients, It's to listen and say, well, what is it? What message have I got? And particularly if we're talking chronic pain. What message has my body got for me? And quite often it is unprocessed emotions, that we're holding our emotions in ourselves, and then our cells can't work properly. And there's been a lot of work on this, and Dr. Bruce Lipton talks about this in his book, The Biology of Belief, and how, you know, cell growth and thriving of cells is to do with the environment that we put in it. And this is also the science of epigenetics, which is above the genetics. You know, it's the environment, and we've got to look at all parts of the environment. You know, we look at the physical environment. What are we doing to our body? We look at the environment outside of us. You know, what are we, you know, what do we live in, the stuff we put out of our body, what we breathe and all of that. So that's all the physical. And then we look at our emotional environment. What type of life are we living? Who are we hanging out with? You know, what are people doing with us? And then we look at our spiritual environment, which is who are we in the universe, and our belief systems. And after I read all, you know, I got right into Lifeline, and then I read Louise Hay's work, and she does a lot of this work too around with, and she's written a book, And You Can Heal Yourself. And there's been a lot more books than I've actually got. I've read several different books, that when we start to see that we have recurring problems, that to see the emotional side of what is going on. Because I work with a lot of women. Women have more episodes of autoimmune condition than men do. It's prevalent. It's almost epidemic proportions, the type of autoimmune diseases that are going on today. Now, I know as a naturopath and from a physical point of view, that the diet playing a really big role in that. And an autoimmune condition, for those of you who don't realise, is actually the immune system. So the cells in the body attacking itself. So it's attacking itself. And so from a physical point of view, a lot of that's to do with the foods and having a leaky gut, and where we're able to get nutrients are passing into the blood cell that shouldn't be there. So the immune system starts to overact and sees things that looks like its own body cells, and it starts to attack all its own tissue. So that's from a physical point of view. From an emotional point of view, I think that many women are actually disconnected to their feminine side, and then they have all these doubts, and they sit there and they talk to themselves and they tell themselves that they're not good enough, and they attack themselves. So emotionally they're attacking themselves because they don't feel good enough. And then on that spiritual side, it's like, you know, and this is where we get into the energies, that the feminine energy of nurturing. They're not nurturing themselves enough. And they don't think they deserve it. So on all these levels, women are attacking themselves. And then is it any wonder that at a cellular level that this attacking is going on, and it then actually comes out as an autoimmune condition, which then so often gets controlled by drugs once again, which is foreign to the body, and it's causing more pain, more issues, more toxicity, because it hasn't really addressed the underlying emotional and spiritual component of this, let's be honest, self-loathing that many, many women have. And sometimes you don't even realize that you have it, because it's all subconscious. So a lot of this stuff is happening subconsciously. Even the autoimmune condition, you have no control over it. It's just happening. This is just an automatic process that's happening, because if I'm sure if you had, you know, control over it, you'd stop it. You wouldn't keep going. So all of this is happening in your subconscious, and we start to get symptoms out. So these are signs, and, you know, and we could actually say thank you. We could say thank you to our body for actually giving us the sign that things aren't okay, and actually listen and say, well, what is it? Where is it that I need to, you know, what do I need to embrace? What learnings do I need to embrace right now with what is happening? And that, for me, is where the Lifeline works so well, because it can go right back into finding the beliefs, because sometimes these beliefs are beliefs that you've had your whole life. They may even be beliefs that have been passed down to you from your parents and your grandparents. And these beliefs are what are stopping your body from healing itself. And I love the Lifeline technique because it's able to actually clear that. And yeah, you know, and I don't always use the Lifeline techniques to do that. Sometimes, as I said in my past episode, I needed to do some healing around my dad's dying and what had happened in the 12 months beforehand. And I'd been in pain, and it's taken me a while to realize that the pain in my hip basically started around about the same time that I found out that my dad had cancer. And, you know, and for 2 years, I've been trying to deal with this pain at so many different levels. You know, I've done chiropractic, I've done diets, I've done acupuncture, you know, and I get some relief, but it just keep coming back. And the day that I saw the dolphins, and I forgave myself and I forgave my dad, all of a sudden, that pain that I'd had constant in my life, it went away. And it's like, it was just like I had been holding on to so much for 2 years that just letting it go that day was enough for the pain to go. And I also know, and this is something that we do within the Lifeline technique, that the hip is sitting within the root chakra, which is about your stability, it's about your family, it's about your roots. And that was something that I had to deal with my dad. That was something I'd been holding on to. And when I let that go, the pain, the physical pain, the emotional pain, the spiritual pain, it all went. And I have seen this time and time again, not just in me. I mean, don't have to just listen. I mean, people might say, well, this is real woo-woo stuff. But I've seen this with so many of my clients, is when we address that deeper pain. Yes, I address the physical pain with the foods and, you know, using anti-inflammatory diets and all that type of stuff. But really addressing what's truly going on and getting deep and finding, what is the body speaking to you about? What pain does it need to release? What past memories does it need to release? What beliefs are not serving you that the body just wants to get rid of? Every time that you've got some type of stress going on in your body, which is a symptom, it is your body speaking to you. It's got something to say to you. You need to listen by going in and asking it. What is it? What message do you have? And there's various tools that you can use to do that. I use the Lifeline technique. You can do it through meditation. You can do it through journaling. There are so many ways that you can do of just getting in there and just asking. Read Louise Hay's work. She will give you some hints as to what's going on. And there's there's another book that I've read, I can't remember the name of it, Anna Siegel. She also does a lot of this stuff. Go in and see what emotions are associated with different symptoms that you might be displaying. And then see, well, is that something that's coming up in my life? You know, throat issues quite often come from not speaking your truth. So thyroid issues, which is where the thyroid sitting in the throat, not speaking your truth. What is it? Where is there somewhere in your life that you haven't spoken your truth? Is there someone that you've needed to say, something you've needed to say to someone from your past that you've never been able to say? It's amazing that once you say that and verbalize it and get it out there, that all of a sudden the issues would go. Now, some of these issues are so deep that you don't know. And that's where having people, you know, help you get there. Kinesiology is also another tool. There are so many tools that you can do, but you know, start with trying to work out what is it that your body is saying to you, and also being really grateful. Instead of thinking that what's going on in your body and your body's not working and despising your body for what it's doing for you, to you, be grateful. Be grateful that it's actually speaking to you, because you've ignored it for many, many years, because it would have been giving you little niggling symptoms for a long, long time, which you ignored. Thank your body for never giving up on you, and it continued to talk to you louder and louder and louder. And sometimes the only time you're ever going to listen is when it's screaming at you and you're in absolute pain. it has something to say. Say thank you. Thank you very much, body, for speaking to me. Please tell me what it is that you've got to say, and stop and listen. So that's it from me for today. Another 20 so minutes of me rambling again. Hopefully you got something out of that. And particularly if you have a chronic health condition that has been impacting you, I'd like to hear from you, because, you know, people sometimes have trouble getting this concept, and I'd love to hear from you in the comments underneath this post. Is there anything you learned from what I've just said? Have you in the past realized that there's been messages that have been coming from your body, and when you address them, all of those symptoms went? Share with me how you've experienced pain and what and discomfort and stress within your body. I'd love to know from you. And just before I do go, you know, just a quick reminder that we have the Entrepreneurs Playdate Retreat coming up on the 16th, 17th and 18th of November. And this is a time for you to just take out of your business, out of your life, and really reconnect. This is a time as if you are in some chronic health issues, that maybe to take that at time out to listen to your body in a place where it's absolutely beautiful. There's yoga, there's meditation, there's quietness, there's bushland, there's nature. And to be able to just go out and just sit in the middle of nature and to hear the messages that come from your body, from spirit, from source. And also on the retreat, we'll be looking at your business in 2017, planning what it is that you want, reconnecting you back to your true purpose of why you went into business, what it is that you want to achieve in your business and in your life, and how your business helps you live the life that you want to live and be the person that you want to be. We'll be doing lots of different things. Yeah, this is a time to disconnect, to reconnect back to who you are. And, you know, there'll be some self-care workshops included and a few other things. Beautiful food. It's a lovely Billabong retreat. Is an absolutely beautiful retreat centre. And, yeah, bring a friend along. We've got a special price, 2-for-1 offer. Come along, join us. It's going to be a fantastic and, I think, a changing 2.5 days for everybody who comes along. A small, intimate group. We'll be having a bit of fun as well. I've got a few things planned. I'm thinking about a couple of things I'm going to do. So if you want to find out more about that, pop over to my website, www.angelacouncil.com/entrepreneurs-playdate-retreat. So until next week, if you're listening to us on iTunes, please leave us a review of this episode. What did you think? Did you like what I had to say, or did you just think it's complete woo-woo and you're just not into this stuff? Please let me know. I'd love to know what it is that people think about what I do. And when you leave ratings and you leave reviews, other people find out about what we do. So please leave us a rating and review over on iTunes and also on Stitcher Radio if you're listening to us via an Android. So from my heart to yours, until next week, infinite love and gratitude. Bye for now. Hi, it's Angela here again, and I certainly hope you enjoyed that episode of Healthy, Wealthy and Wise in Business. Before I go, I just wanted to remind you about the Entrepreneurs Playdate Retreat that's coming up on November 16th to 18th. This is 2.5 days of working on your business, working on you, working on every part of your health, your business and your mindset. It's time to just take a bit of time out, relax, have a little bit of fun, get rid of the stress. I've chosen a fantastic retreat center. You can do yoga, meditation, whatever you want. There's lots of free time, as well as spending some time planning what you want to create in 2017. So if you want to find out a little bit more about what we're doing, or you want to book in to join us, bring a friend along, visit www.angelacouncil.com/entrepreneurs-playdate-retreat. So I hope to see you soon. Bye.